Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
There's been a lot of police activity on the west side this morning. We're going to go live to our John Barrett and get the story. John, where are you?
I'm on Washington Boulevard here on the 600 block. I just arrived here seconds ago. Police have yellow tape cordoning off part of the road. They're using two police cars also to block the area. They have a white tent set up where the body was discovered. LA police tell us they got a radio call from the fire department about a white male between the ages of 40 and 45 laying on the roadway here.
Paramedics responded. They discovered that the victim was suffering from multiple stab wounds. Victim was pronounced at scene.
Pronounced dead here at the scene. And homicide detectives are here as well, launching their investigation. They say they're going to be looking for video evidence, maybe some Ring camera doorbell video, to try to figure out exactly how this happened and where this person may have been assaulted. But again, a body found in the roadway on Washington Boulevard here in the Venice area.
All right, John, thanks. LA Metro expected to release this, a long-awaited study mapping out congestion pricing or maybe a pilot program for it. They do this in other big cities. You got to pay if you want to go into a city center. That's how it happens a lot of the time. Transit agency says maybe we should do the same. LA Times says they're specifically looking at a few different locations. There's a 16-mile stretch of the 10 between downtown and Santa Monica. Details, including how much it would cost people, still being worked out. Metro says the project will include subsidies for low-income drivers and also carpoolers.
Hotel workers in L.A. could get another pay bump. It's something that's being discussed by the L.A. City Council. Let's get more live from City Hall and our Craig Figner.
There's a significant amount of interest in this already, about 50 people in the hallway, and it's a mix of people who represent groups that own hotels and also hotel workers. So here's the deal. Hotel workers, if this passes today, as it's written, they'd get an immediate pay bump to $25 an hour, then $1 an hour for the next few years going forward. But there are these operators of smaller hotels, what they call limited service properties. These are hotels that just do rooms. They just rent rooms. No big restaurants, no fancy room service. They just make money renting rooms. They say they can't afford this. And this guy you're about to hear from, he speaks for a group of about 300 of these smaller limited service hotels in Los Angeles.
$25 an hour would be about $52,000 a year.
And then $1 a year.
Every year. Yeah, and then it turns, in 5 years, it becomes $62,000 a year. And, you know, these minimum wage jobs that we offer, they're high turnovers. And it's great for students, college kids, newly arrived immigrants to America to get in. They take these jobs, flexible hours. We train them. And it's just enough that they can situate themselves where they finish their degrees or vocational training or trade and move on to careers that their dream jobs.
Of course, there are many council members who believe that it's their mission, and they campaigned on it to get to the elected office they hold, to increase living wage in Los Angeles. So this is going to lead to some rather sharp discussion during today's council meeting. Vicky and Mike, by the way, happy Tuesday to you guys.
Oh, yes, here we are. Thanks, Craig. Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw says the team's decision to honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence at the Pride Night event directly influenced his decision to relaunch the Dodgers Christian Faith and Family event. He's talking to the LA Times, says, I don't have a problem with the team's decision to celebrate Pride, doesn't plan to boycott the event in June, but he doesn't agree with making fun of other people's religions either. Kershaw says the whole thing sped up his plan to bring back the Faith and Family event. That'll be in late July.
LAPD arrested a serial arsonist in Tujunga right after they say he set fire to a disabled man's truck. Emily Valdez talked with the victim.
The arson caught on video. You can see a guy on a bicycle wearing a hoodie riding down Greeley Street, stops at a blue pickup truck, pours liquid on it, lights it on fire. Truck erupts in flames. The arsonist casually bicycles away.
You know, he lit a car up the street. He was just making his way down the hill towards Foothill Boulevard, just stopping at random cars and setting them on fire.
That truck belonged to Richard Richard Paquette. When I talked to him, his left leg all bandaged up because he just got out of the hospital 2 days ago after having it amputated. Richard said the night before he learned about the 24 or so cars recently set on fire in the area.
And we were all really blown away, and we thought, oh, this can't happen to us. There's too many cars. You know, what's the chances? And sure enough, we got dinged. It's just been a wild week for me, you know, lose my leg, my aunt, and my now my car.
Neighbors say cops arrested the suspect down the street. Police confirmed they have a guy in custody. Reporting from Tujunga, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Disneyland, big crowds today because one of the signature rides is closing for good. Splash Mountain, last day, reimagining it, retheming it, so it's Tiana's Bayou Adventure coming up. Dusty Sage, Disney theme park site MiceChat.com, says several others are getting closed in the coming weeks. They're going to work on those. Peter Pan's Flight, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Even Little Mermaid will be going down right at around the same time as the Fantasyland rides. It's over in California Adventure, and the new Little Mermaid movie is out, but the ride will be down for a little while, for a few days. So Disney just does these things when they need to do them. All three of those Fantasyland rides are in the same building.
Monorail also closing temporarily July 5th.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.